Penguin Audio presents The Assassin, written by W.E.B. Griffin, read by Michael Rosato.
1. Marion Claude Wheatley, who was 33 years of age, stood just under 6 feet tall, weighed 165 pounds, and was just starting to lose his hair, had no idea why God wanted to kill the Vice President of the United States, any more than he did why God had selected him to carry out his will in this regard, together with the promise that if he did so, he would be made an angel and would live forever in the presence of the Lord, experiencing the peace that passeth all understanding. He had, of course, thought a good deal about it. After all, he had a good education, B.A. Swarthmore, cum laude, M.B.A. Pennsylvania, and as a market analyst, petrochemicals, for First Pennsylvania Bank and Trust, his brain had been trained to first determine the facts and then to draw reasonable inferences from them. The first fact was that God was all-powerful, which Marion accepted without question. But that raised the question, why didn't God, figuratively speaking, of course, just snap his fingers and cause the Vice President to disappear, or blow up, which is how the Lord had told him he wished the Vice President to die? Since he had the power to disintegrate the Vice President without any mortal assistance, but had chosen instead to make Marion the instrument of his will, the only conclusion that could be reasonably drawn was that the Lord had his reasons, which, naturally, he had not elected to share with a simple mortal. Perhaps, Marion reasoned, later, after he had proven himself worthy by unquestioningly carrying out the Lord's will, the Lord might graciously...